Psalms number 114 and 115. This is where we are singing this evening. We remind you, of course, that the singing is to be the advice from the health department is that there be no singing, but we allow, of course, our presenter to sing, and sing quietly. Hum along is the advice some churches are following. So, but no robust, loud singing. Apparently, it is advised that we do not do such a thing. So let's observe the advice. It's in the public health domain. Psalm 114, 1 to 8. Well, let us read in Romans chapter 4, and we're going to read the last verses. In Paul's letter to the Romans chapter 4, and beginning to read at verse 16. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace, to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickens the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body, now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised he was able also to perform. And therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. Now it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but for ours also, to whom it shall be imputed if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. Let us pray together. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, we are in the presence of that magnificent utterance concerning the faith of Abraham and the hope that endured, despite everything to the contrary in the appearance of things, who in hope believed in hope. And when hope seemed to be physically and visibly impossible, yet he believed that God, who had promised, was able to accomplish that which seemingly was the impossible thing. And so as we face the issues of life, O God, sometimes the opposition seems to be so entrenched, so victorious in every area, so invincible, so overpoweringly convincing, and so entrenched that our poor little faith and our hope and our love seems to be ineffective and a triviality. And yet we look into the scriptures and we find there a consistent theme of overcoming and a consistent theme that the victory shall be seen to be in the victory of Jesus Christ. Every eye shall see him. God has highly exalted him and given to him the name which is above the name, every other name, that in the name of Jesus every knee should bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This is our gospel, O God. And this is why we gather here, because down through the ages there have been those groups, individuals gathering together with the one sure hope that Christ Jesus, who died, is alive now forevermore, that he will never die again, that he has indeed overcome, already defeated that great enemy. And in the end, that last enemy to be destroyed is death itself. And so in the light of these great promises and utterances, propositions of factual realities, we pray that we would live in hope and indeed die in the hope of the gospel. And so we worship this evening once again. We remember the world in which we live, in its confusion, in its lostness, in its love of sin rather than its love of holiness, the pleasures of sin lasting for a season, the pleasures of glory lasting for everlasting ages. And we pray that we would remember the poor, benighted, darkened people all around us. They are no worse than we are by nature. We are no better than they are by nature. They are our brothers and our sisters. We all have one blood. We are all the sons of Adam and the daughters of Eve. And all around us we see our kindred according to the flesh, and each one equally made in the image of God, each one with dignity imprinted upon their very being, each one lost in sin, and each one potentially a believer in Christ. And so we do pray for the world again, the rulers of this world at this time, when we hear the threats and the sword rattling among the belligerent ones of the earth, when we see the power struggles even in those who seemingly profess a Christian culture and heritage. We see the naked ambition for power. We hear the lies. We see the deceit. We see the taking of advantage of weaknesses. We see the church crumbling and cringing. We see and we hear of preachers of the gospel compromising the faith of the gospel in order to please men. And we pray that we would pray always that the truth of the gospel would be protected, that it would be proclaimed, that it would be extended, that it would be defended, and that it would be loved and well received, increasingly so in this our poor generation. So we give thanks that there is such a hope set before us this night according to the scriptures, and that we this evening would gather around those words that speak of such a thing, and that we would embrace without demur, without hesitation, without objections or arguments or doubts, that we would accept the truth that is in the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. This we pray for God's glory and our good, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Now we're going to read again in Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 5, and read through the chapter 5 in Romans. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement or the reconciliation. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the likeness of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come. But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, has abounded unto many. And not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they who receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound, that as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. We remind you of the notices nothing different. The Wednesday meeting, of course, 7 o'clock, next Lord's Day, 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. We welcome visitors with us this evening, and the offering will now be received. Psalm number 115 and verses 1 to 11, the first six stanzas in Psalm 115 to God's praise and glory.